Mira Fine and Daniel Klein, the filmmaker and chef duo, came up with an idea to travel the world documenting how food figures in people's lives all around the globe. And instead of heading for famous restaurant kitchens, they track down the people we rarely get a chance to meet, way off the beaten path. Well, 150 short films later, this James Beard award-winning duo are back at it again, going in depth for season 4. Now, they've married in the meantime, and now there's a little one in their world. The three of them spent the past summer in Colorado. Daniel Klein joins us. Daniel, it is so great to see you again.
So nice to be here.
So, season 4, set it up for us.
The concept came about of going and spending a season in a place. So a summer, a fall, a winter. And really diving in deep. So we reached out to tourism boards and various places that we were interested in visiting and promoted the concept of making 10 films that really looked at a place in a way that other shows and other series don't have the time to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we go and we get an Airbnb and we spend 2 months really looking at all of the different farmers, fishermen, foragers, different stories in a unique region. So we started off with Colorado. We're headed to Ireland and then Mexico. And in each place, we spend a summer, a fall, a spring.
So a couple of months in Colorado. What did you find?
We got 150 story ideas recommended to us, and we chose ones that were interesting to us. So, you know, there's great immigrant farming stories. We found beautiful wild food CSAs. Three stories in particular that were pretty fascinating were folks living out of an RV who fish or hunt all of their food. So they're in an RV parking lot, and they go out fishing every day. They freeze it. They smoke their fish. They preserve it. Then during the hunting season, they do the same thing. And so they go to the store to buy salt and flour and you know, some staples, some oil, things like that. And they did that because the partner, Kevin, was having serious health issues. And they just tried it first as an experiment to see, what if we cut out all conventional meat and only ate wild food?
Mm-hmm.
And he was on all these drugs. And within a year, he was off all the drugs and living off of the food that he had harvested himself. There has to also be something to do with just kind of a way of life. They're retired and living in this RV, and he goes out fishing every day, you know, standing in the river on the Rio Grande, surrounded by mountains, casting a fly rod. Like, what could be more peaceful than that? So I'm sure there's a combination there.
So who else?
We spend a lot of our time in Durango in southern Colorado, which is a gorgeous little town. And just outside of the town, there's a place called Turtle Lake Refuge. And that spoke to us because we hadn't heard of anything like it before. It's a wild food CSA. So all of the different herbs and lamb's quarters and mushrooms and different things that grow in the wild, they pick those and put together a little box each week of a collection of not just the raw foods, but then they also prepare them for you a little bit, because who knows what to do with thistle root or mallow. You know, so they give you a recipe, and then they also, you know, make a cold chai tea from thistle root, and they make actual real marshmallows from mallow root.
So who is doing this? Is this a group of people or is it a couple?
This was started by a woman named Katrina Blair, who's kind of a, like maybe a type of goddess. She lives in a tree house, literally a house that surrounds a growing tree. And it's a very magical place. And she lives with a number of other women. It's kind of surreal, magical land that they live on. I'm having a difficult time describing how it is, but you walk in and are kind of overwhelmed just by how they're living with nature. And it started by just her, you know, caring for this land that she had, and it has since grown in interest as people become interested in wild foods and in organic farming and in not using pesticides and so forth. And they don't call it a CSA as in community-supported agriculture. For them, it's community-supported abundance.
Mm-hmm. Great shift in mindset. Is there someone else who comes to mind?
We met this lovely woman named Bessie White in Cortez, Colorado, and she's, I think, 83 years old. And started the Cortez Farmers Market. Her and actually her sister, who's 2 years older, they had some extra tomatoes and some extra zucchini and wanted to do something with it. They were farmers, and they just set up on the courthouse parking lot 43 years before. Without permits, they just kind of asked the town, mayor, hey, can we sell some stuff here? And it just blossomed from there and has only missed one farmer's market since. You know, she's the kind of woman who ages gracefully. She's like the ideal grandmother. And she made a strawberry rhubarb pie with rhubarb picked from her garden and strawberries that she had frozen earlier in the season. And just kind of told about what life was like in Cortez, Colorado, where they didn't, 30 years ago, they didn't have electricity. and just kind of had a way of showing that doing things yourself, making your own dough, making your own pie, was just something good in the world. And that we didn't, need to go out to the store and buy everything, but that, the old-fashioned way is pretty okay sometimes.
So she's at that farmer's market every week?
Every Saturday. She now makes 16 pies a week, sells them for $6 each. She's a delightful woman.
There's no question I'm going to be hanging on season 4. Daniel, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Mira Fine and Daniel Klein are the partners behind the award-winning Perennial Plate. Now, to check out their films and learn more about their Series 4, head to our website. It's splendidtable.org.